Today you can get a book that has pictures, by the way. That's a very beautiful book, the book Meleches HaMishkan. So again, I don't know if that's the way they looked or not, but it's enough at least to give you a feeling of what we're talking about. But they had no pictures, and they had no way to do it. And Rashi is not going to draw for us what they looked like. So Rashi has to describe it in words. So Rashi describes that the ephod was this apron with straps that crisscrossed over the shoulders of the high priest, and to which they attached the breastplate, and it had a belt from itself. Rashi describes it in great detail. And then Rashi says, it is like the garments, it is like the apron garments of the noble women that they wear while they're riding their horses. So imagine, so his grandson says what Rashi means there. Because Rashi was sitting and learning one day. Rashi learned the room was not very well lit, and Rashi, when he was learning, certainly was not distracted by the outside, etc. And one day, he had a party of noblemen and their wives and their retinue all passed by outside Rashi's window, and they made such a clatter, such a disturbance, that Rashi got up and he looked outside. And when he looked outside, he saw the noble women riding on a horse. So Rashi said, how could it be that I should leave the study of Torah to go and take a look and waste my time to see a noble woman riding a horse? He said, but I saw the apron that she wore, and that is the apron, the way to Kohen Gadol. That's the pshat in the ephod. That's how it looked. And therefore he wrote it down in his commentary. Because nothing in life is wasted. So if conciseness is the gift of Rashi in his commentary to the Talmud, in his commentary to Chumash, Rashi has an absolutely masterful blend of translation of the words, explanation of the words, synonyms, of the meaning, and then Rashi brings the medrash, he brings the story, the background, to make it alive. And that combination no one ever equaled. Rashi with Chumash, again, from the time that Rashi was published, there's almost no Chumash that has been published throughout the world that does not include Rashi in it. The famous Rabbi Meir Shapiro of Lublin, when he opened the great yeshiva in Lublin in the 1920s, then it was the greatest yeshiva in Poland. It was the first yeshiva that had a modern building, had electric lights, and had a dormitory. So the entrance exam was that you had to know 200 folios of the Talmud by heart, plus Chumash and Rashi. And the smicha, the ordination exam, was that you had to know all of the codes of Jewish law plus Chumash and Rashi. All of the Torah is in Chumash and Rashi. It's all there. All the morals, all the ethics, all the mitzvahs, all the explanations, all the basis for Torah Shebaal Peh and the Talmud, it's all there. And that's why it has become literally the companion of every Jew throughout the ages. Rashi is the one Ashkenazic Jew that became universal. Rashi is, there is no Sephardic, Yemenite, Greek, Spanish, North African, it makes no difference. Rashi is universal because of that great gift, of great genius that he